Hi, this is Jill Bodonsky, and this is Amuse's Daydream, reality version. Did I enunciate that enough? Reality version. This is called Lady of the Canyon. In the blessed early morning, when an ocean breeze is softly wafting into my window and tickling my nose with the enchantment of jasmine and the light christens the promise of a new day, when every wondrous thing is possible, the woman from New Jersey is out on her frackin' deck across the canyon talking on her cell phone so forkin' loud everyone on this side of the froggin' canyon can hear every frickin' word she says. My morning reverie is destroyed by this blatant, inconsiderate woman. I don't get it why people do this. I don't want to be judgmental, but this woman's voice is like chalk on a blackboard, her conversation tedious, uninspired, stale, pedestrian. She's annoying and thoughtless. Sorry. Not sorry. Her regularity in doing this is undaunted by the notes that we'll call her my neighbor, a self-help author, leaves in her mailbox, gently informing her that we can hear everything she tells sweetie about the movie last night, the Crab Louie salad she had at the fish market, and the toilet that still isn't fixed. A weird phenomenon seems to accompany this situation. The molecules, the lady in the canyon admits when she talks, float across the canyon and put a spell on my neighbor. I know this because this normally very sweet woman turns into a lunatic. It's shocking. My self-help author neighbor writes these books that inspire people. Link in the show notes. The books are filled with ways to be your higher self, filled with various sunny whimsies, flowers, moons, creative prompts, and love in all forms. Yet, I caught her yelling out the window at the noisy New Jersey neighbor. Yelling out the window. Startling. When New Jersey tells her phone companion, "The toilet still isn't fixed," self-help yells back, "Try wiggling the handle. It's all in the wrist." When New Jersey asks her phone companion, "What will you wear tonight, sweetie?" self-help yells back, "A cowboy hat, tool belt, and Chanel number 5. Let's try not to wear the same thing again." Then this morning, when New Jersey was babbling loudly, the self-help author completely lost it and yelled, Shut up! But this time, New Jersey yelled back, "No, you shut up!" I didn't know she could hear me. And anyway, how rude to shout. So I mean the neighbor, the self-help author, took the high road. High volume, that is. I yelled back, "No, you shut up!" I'd lost my better judgment. I'd been reduced to a 13-year-old.
Shame on you.
And her shame on yous were activated on a relentless loop in my conscience.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
"What will your neighbors think?" I thought.
"That's not nice,"
I heard my mom say. I paced back and forth in my cowboy hat, tool belt, and Chanel number 5 and realized, hey, this get-up is kind of relaxing. I wonder if others know about it. If they don't, they should. So I wrote about it in a book called What to Wear When You're Inside Out. It's coming out next month in the self-help section of your favorite bookstore. Just kidding. I'm a blurter. It came with my factory settings. I'm getting it under control, but back in the mid-2000s when I lived on that canyon, this story happened just about the way I told it. I was not yet practiced in filtering my impulse to say or shout whatever I was thinking. People who talk loud on cell phones still test this impulse, bless their hearts. And bless the lady of the canyon. I'm not proud of this story, But if it made you laugh or even smile once or twice, my work is done here. And hooray for writing! It lets us take our embarrassments and make them into entertainment or reasons to be better. We're really okay the way we are, but sometimes an adjustment here and there doesn't hurt. So take a deep breath in. Imagine a quiet canyon filled with flowers and beautiful plants. Exhale and believe in peace. Hey, thanks for listening. Just wanted to tell you about something. My coaching training, Kaizen Muse Creativity Coaching Training, was recognized by Life Coaching Magazine as the best creativity coaching training out there. And now you can experience some of the tools that wanted that recognition without taking the whole training, as well as just having a good time in the name of creativity, because we're all different. We all have something to share. And if we're not sharing it, we get cranky and sometimes worse. So this program is called Let's Talk About Creativity. I'm offering a special this week, but if you're a podcast listener, get in touch with me and let me know, and that special is open to you. So go out there, spread peace, try not to blurt things out, and I'll do the same. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. A Muse's Daydream was written, narrated, and imperfectly engineered by yours truly, Jill Bodonsky. Music by Epidemic Sound, and Little Annoying Sounds in the Background by Cats Who Wouldn't Behave, so just let them be themselves. I hope there's reason in your world to purr today.